When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Conversations with Olivia Jade, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations. Today, I have a special guest, and it is the lovely Miss Aurora Colpo. And you guys might be familiar with her through Instagram. I know that I've seen her Instagram a bunch. She's a mom of two, and I just want to hear her story. You might be familiar with some of her family members, and I want you guys to get to know her specifically. So with that all being said, please welcome Aurora. Hello. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So do you want to like just kind of intro yourself a little bit? I know you're from Rhode Island. I did my research a little bit and you have two babies, right?
I have two babies. One of them is currently screaming in her crib and I like have like that like mom guilt in my heart right now, but it's good for her to like learn how to put herself to sleep. She should know how to do that. She's 18 months now. But anyway, yeah. So this question is so funny because it's like, I feel like I practiced this question of like, who are you? And it's like, oh my God, how much time do you have? Like, so originally I am from Rhode Island. I was in the education industry for a long time. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I was a teacher. Then I worked with kids with autism. I was a behavior analyst. So I learned a lot about how to like shape behavior, which is funny because now I'm a mom of two kids and like I use none of that. I don't ever apply anything that I've learned and I know to be true with my own kids. You know, like they scream and I give them a lollipop. Like like you don't do that, but sometimes it's just like survival. But so I moved to LA because I met my husband and now we have two kids and I kind of like fell into this like influencer role that I don't know. I'm like still kind of embarrassed to be like, I'm an influencer. I feel like it's like gotten a bad rap.
Totally.
Even though I do feel like there's something I really enjoy connecting with people. And I tend to be a little like TMI about mom life and mental health. And I'm a wellness guru, but I'm also like a complete yo-yo where I'll just like party hard and then be like, I'm only drinking green juice.
Right.
And, you know, that lasts 3 days. But But so yeah, there's a lot of characters I've played. I was a yoga instructor. I'm into meditation.
I read that online. I was like, because you know, you never know what you're reading if it's true or not. And I saw that it said something about fitness and how you're really into yoga. And I was like writing it down. I was like, I wonder if this is even true. If I'm going to ask this question, she's going to be like, "What the fuck is this girl talking about?"
It's so funny because it's like, is it true? I still do yoga all the time, and I find it to be one of the things that like really grounds me in my life. You know. Crazy times, and especially, you know, like just making yourself vulnerable to all the opinions of other people on the internet, like that you need to really have not even have thick skin, but just like have a heightened sense of like awareness of like your own worth. And so for me, like my grounding is really like physical. Like I go to yoga, I do my workouts. But I also have two sisters that I'm super close with, and we do a lot of, work together. Like we have a lot of exciting things coming up that I'm not allowed to talk about right now, which is like, my management is like always nervous getting me on podcasts because
don't worry, I won't pry.
Well, I'm just like, I'm like TMI, but yeah, so we're creating, we have a lot of things going on together as sisters, but then individually I'm starting a website. I'm a writer. So I'm writing a lot about just like basically mom hacks, personal struggles with like postpartum, anxiety and depression and things. Just, I don't like to call myself an expert in anything, but I'm an expert in being honest and
sharing personal experiences, which I feel like helps so much more than you even realize. Cause for me too, it's like, I'll like be on this podcast and have certain guests, and then I walk away, or if a YouTube video goes up and I'm like, is that boring? Do people even like that? And then the response of you just being like open and honest can help, even if it's just a few young girls or moms going through something similar or something like that. It's like, it's crazy how much of an impact it can actually have. And you don't even realize it.
I know. It's like, I think I'm a little like hard on myself, and like, just like that question, like, who are you and what do you do? I'm like, what do I say? Like, who am I? What do I do? Like a lot of people, it's easy for them. Cause it's like, I'm a talent manager. I'm a this, I'm a that. But it's like, when you kind of wear a lot of different hats and your thing is just being open and being like, a source for other people to kind of like to learn from your mistakes and things you've done, like doesn't really have a title.
Yeah. But, it's like not traditional, especially now with social media. It's like so normal. Like to me, I think of it like influencer is like a category. Obviously I agree. I think that word has been, I think not even just like, I don't think it's bad. I just think it's overused to the point where it's like, what are you influencing, I guess? And like, what's your purpose? And then is it just to like, I was talking about this with somebody recently. I'm like, I love what I do. And I started my YouTube when I was so young and I enjoy it so much. But also it's like, there's a level of embarrassment now where I'm like, do people just think I'm doing this because I want like followers and an easy job? Or do people see that this is something I'm passionate about?
Right. But yeah. And like, people are like, it seems like you're doing this for attention. Like that's something that like I've heard before too, or like, you know, I've gotten in my DMs and it's like, you like, as a human being, like we seek connection with other people. We seek to be seen and to be like heard and validated. And especially if like you feel like earlier in your life, in your childhood, maybe you weren't always seen for who you were, like to have a platform to be able to see yourself, to have other people see themselves in you and to feel like you've made a positive impact on people. I feel like that's like, it's been hugely like healing for me in a lot of ways. And also it's been a huge growth experience. Like what I've learned is like, you don't need to be an expert in order to like speak on a topic.
Totally.
You know? So,
and do you think like, cause you're both your sisters, I know Olivia just from like years of just like going out and seeing her around and she's lovely. Yeah. And then you have another sister too. Sophia. Yeah. Is that correct? Do they, I know Olivia influences her. Whatever word you want to call it, but
she would not like you to call her that. She's so one of those. Sorry. She's like, I'm not an influencer.
Wait, yeah, I take it back, Olivia. I'm so sorry. But does Sophia also do Instagram and that whole vibe as
well? Yeah, so she's funny. Like we make fun of her all the time because she kind of like, she has a degree for Boston University in nutrition and public health. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of was like, you know, I don't know what your experience was like after college or whatever, but when for me, it was like, you think you're going to graduate and get like a great job. It's like, no, you're living in squalor for a long time. That was my experience. You're just like trying to figure out what you want to do. And you're just like, still heavily relying on my parents, at least I was. But for Sophie, we make fun of her because she literally walked out of college and then was like, oh, I'm going to go live with Olivia, actually. Like, she's got a good thing going on over there in LA. She's just like completely riding on her coattails. But it's like,
I love it. Work smart.
Like, you have to, you take advantage of the cards that you have, that you're dealt. And if you don't, then you're stupid.
Right.
You know? And it's not like it's been easy for her. It's like just as hard to try to make something for yourself when you feel like you have something already set in stone. Like for me and Sophie, it's been a little bit like of an interesting situation because Olivia has been established and she's done a lot, you know, like cover Sports Illustrated, all that. And it's like, I hate when people are like, oh, you're Olivia's sister, right? It's like, no, actually she's my sister. I'm older.
Right.
And she is the way she is. Because
that's how my sister feels too. Like exactly. Yeah. Like if anybody ever says to my sister, if we're out at like an event or a party, like, oh, you're Olivia's, ironically same name, but like, oh, you're Olivia's sister. She's like, my name is Bella and it's really nice to meet you. But I relate to that too. Just having like a mom that's an actress, like growing up and everything that's like ever written about me or whatever, it's like Lori Loughlin's daughter, which I get, which is a fact, sure. But also it's like, you do want to be recognized for your own thing and like being your own person. I thought it was so interesting too. I was just in, this is so random, but I was just in Paris for Fashion Week and I was at a party and somebody introduced their friend and the person they were introducing me to has a very famous dad. And they were like, this is so-and-so's son. And I literally looked at them and I was like, what's his name? Like, why do you introduce your friend like that? If somebody did that to me.
I know. And the thing is, it's like, yes, we've all gotten, everybody who's created any success for themselves has had certain strikes of luck or like a leg up in one way. And it's like, you either hop on that opportunity and create something for yourself out of it, or you can be like, oh, you know, that's, or you can shy away from it. And like, either is fine. But I have a problem with people being like, oh, she only has followers because of her sister, or her parents are famous. That's why she like, blah, blah, blah. Cause it's like, if you haven't noticed, not all famous people have like famous siblings, or not everybody whose parents are famous, like they've made something out of that. A lot of people actually have, if anything, it's been like a hindrance to them because they don't really even know like how to create something for themselves because they feel like they only can think of the mold that was already set for them.
Yeah. You know? I really see what you're saying. It's interesting too, because it's such a touchy subject, because you don't want to like, at least for me, I get nervous talking about anything to do with that. Cause I'm like, I don't want people to think that I'm not recognizing that I definitely was born in a life where I'm already like 1,000 steps in front, like 100% I can recognize that. But then it's like when people go on to say kind of what we're talking about, just or anything in that realm, I'm like, I almost feel like it devalues what I've like tried to build by myself when I was like a young kid, 14, starting a YouTube. And it's like, I get it. Like, I definitely have immense privilege that's like taken me very far. But also it's like it took work. It's not just because I was born.
It took work. And there's a difference between like recognizing that and its value and using it as a way to like further your own ambitions. And then, you know, on the flip side, you could be like ashamed of it, or you could like feeling shame about anything is just not productive and it's not helpful to anybody. So yeah, I'm on your wavelength with that.
Yeah, for sure. Are you the oldest of all siblings or just the girls?
I'm the oldest girl, but we have five in our family, and we're in a, it's an Italian family. So like, if you know any, same. I think you're Italian too.
I am Italian.
Yeah. So it's like but you only have a sister, so you don't have brothers.
I do have a brother.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I have an older brother.
See, this is what happens. Like, I only knew about you and your sister, and then I also have like other siblings too, but it's like, we're the only ones who have taken advantage of like this kind of a life, because this is like what we wanted to do. Not everybody wants to do that. Like, my brothers are musicians. They're super talented, but they're not really interested in like putting their life on the internet for people to be like, say anything they want about. Like, not everybody.
Same with my brother. He's super private.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you have the same dynamic in your family, but in my family, the girl is like is in charge. Like it's responsible for everybody. And like, we're the connectors. Like, right. We're the one making the Thanksgiving plans. We're the ones like making sure everybody's doing what they should be doing, getting mom a Valentine's Day present, blah, blah, blah. My brothers are just like, so basically, long story short, I do feel like I'm the oldest.
But yeah.
I do have an older brother.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're working on stuff with your sisters. Obviously, you just said you can't go into that. But I grew up with a sister that's really close in age and I'm super, super close with. What was that like growing up for you guys? And then who was like the first to get into what category? Like, give me a little tea on the family.
It's a really funny story. So Olivia started modeling in college and then she like randomly tried out for Miss Rhode Island. And my family is like, they're classical musicians. Mm-hmm. Like they're kind of like, I mean, they're going to be mad at me for saying this, but like elitists, like they just, you know, they're like, oh no, just pageants were cheesy to them. Like,
okay,
not some, like my mom was mortified. So she tried out, she ended up winning it. And then she ended up winning Miss USA. And then she ended up winning Miss Universe. And we were all kind of like, what like just happened here? So that was a whirlwind for my family. But for me personally, it was like, you know, I was like getting my master's degree and I was not making any money. I was living at home with my parents. I just gotten out of a bad relationship. And here's my sister like crushing it at life, like 3 years younger than me. And you know, it took like a few years of our relationship just like going through trials where like I was having to really learn like not to compare where I am in life to where she is in life, right. And not to compare like the each of our values based on like there was a time where I'd be like, well, that's stupid. I don't even like she's promoting like lipstick on Instagram. I don't care. Like I'm doing God's work over here, right. With children, you know? And then like our dynamic changed a lot. And I started to realize that, I don't know if our dynamic changed or that if I just realized that like, it doesn't feel good to feel like someone else's gain is like your loss, you know? And like when push comes to shove, like there's nobody in the world that I would rather have something amazing like that happen to
than
my sister. Like what would I prefer somebody else to have won? No. And yes, she did win those three competitions and that definitely gave her a leg up, which you could say is luck. You could be like, oh, well, she was born with a pretty face or she answered her question well or something. But what it really comes down to is that she manifested it for herself. She believed in it for herself and she works really hard to this day. She's like one of those people who like does the work. She actually just recommended a book to me called Do the Work. I think it's like an Audible book. But she's the person who's journaling every day and is like, and looking at old journals from years ago, seeing that like what she wrote then has like come true for her, you know?
Big and manifesting. I think that's huge, honestly. Like I know for some people, they think that's absolute craziness. And I've been trying to journal like a little bit more, just write down like goals. A friend of mine gave me this notebook recently that like is all lined out for you. And then you write in like, this is what I want to do this year. And then you go back at the end of the year. And
I probably have it. Yeah. I'm so bad.
I'm trying to do all of it, but I'm just like, I lack motivation in it. Cause I'm like, does this even work? Like what's going on? And you're like fighting with yourself to try and get it done. But once you do it, it actually just feels really good to like sometimes just like vent on a piece of paper and just like let everything out. Totally. And then also I do think that like I remember when I was really, really young, like probably 17 or 18, there was a big chalkboard in my house and I had written like the letters SC on it. And it was for Sephora collection. And I like really wanted to, like I had been working with them like a little bit when I was younger. And then I remember like a year later, it was like somebody had erased the chalkboard, but it was like very faded out. And I was walking down the stairs to go to school one day. And I had gotten a call from my agent, like Sephora collection wants to do a palette with you. And I was walking down the stairs. I got this call, like looking at the faded like SC mark. I was like, that's so weird. So I do believe it in a sense. You know,
totally. And like, while you and I might not be like the journaling type, even though like, I don't know, I do feel like I need to try that out. I'm just like, for some reason, I can't get myself to do that. But even like doing something like this, like a podcast and just like speaking about things and like, just like, it's kind of like journaling in a different way, you know, like you're talking about different subjects. You're talking about what you hope, your hopes and your dreams and all that. And just like the words we speak and putting them out into the universe, I also feel are just, they have they're powerful.
Yeah.
That's why I try to catch myself being like, oh, I don't know who I am. It's like, no, I do know.
Yeah. Everything you just speak it into, like the way you talk about yourself, it does go really far, but I'm the same because even when people ask like, what do you do? I'm like, what do I do? And then if I tell you what I do, it's going to sound really lame because I film myself in my bedroom by myself talking and it's like super, super lame. But anyway, you're in like full mom mode on Instagram too. Like, is that what the main is that like your main type of content you produce or?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, that's kind of how I accidentally fell into the influencer world because I had my son and I was just like, holy shit, like nobody talks about this. Like, is anybody else like not able to sit down after you gave birth? Like what are hemorrhoids? What are like all these things that people are like, you know, just like embarrassed to talk about. Right. And like, I've kind of marketed myself as that person that's like approachable and will tell the truth. And that has been like a double-edged sword for me because I'm the person who is like in my DMs, responding to everybody, getting myself into trouble. Right. I'm surprised they let me do a podcast without my sisters because they'll usually be like kicking me under the table to be like, shut up. Like, say that word. Like you're going to get canceled. I'm always like on the verge of getting canceled.
I would never let you get canceled. Take it from me. It sucks. I won't let anybody next to me or around me get canceled.
I've had a lot of experience being kind of unfiltered on Instagram, and it's gotten me in trouble just because I'm a little impulsive with the way I talk. I respond to basically all. I'm like, you know, I'm in a fight with Tim from Ohio that I've never met. Olivia's like, why do you read your, like, just don't answer them. And I'm just like, I've got to get talked to, like, I need to talk to this person. And
it's, I get like, it though, because you're human.
Yeah, I know. I need to be better about that. But what, when my manager was like, do you want to go on Olivia Jade's podcast? And I was like, I would love to, because I feel like what I've seen from you is like such a resilient person. Like not everybody, like I was like doing my research and like, I'll see like just trolls, like saying just stupid things. And it's like, it takes everything in me not to respond to them. But it's like the fact that you're able to rebuild after like people have just said such horrible, stupid things. It's like, not everybody has that. Like, and that is something that has nothing to do with like coming from famous parents. That's like something that's like grit. That's like an internal strength that not everybody has.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. I feel like it's so much like for me too. It's, I like try and put on like a brave front, you know, or like a strong, not even brave, but just like a strong front of like, oh yeah, I'm unbothered by this or whatever. But it is so true. Like kind of what you're saying, when you want to respond to all those trolls and haters or people that just don't know you or want to say something that's like intentionally going to make you upset. It's so hard sometimes to like really just ignore it. Cause also I'm like, I don't know much about signs, but apparently this is what I've been told, cause I'm a Libra, that you want everyone to like you, which I think is a really true thing about me. It's like, I always am like my sister is complete opposite. Like she's so fine. If nobody like fucks with her, she doesn't care. She's like, I'm my own person. Like she's uniquely sarcastic. She's just her own vibe. And for me, I'm like always trying to people please. And I want people to like me. And if somebody doesn't like me, then I want to convince you to like me. So it was like such a test the last few years of obviously feeling so hated by like literally everybody that I was like, this is not, I don't think this is meant for my brain. Like I need people to like me. And the fact that I feel so misunderstood by so many people and like the media and the way that they can like twist things and all this stuff, it's just so crazy. Like I'm glad that to the outside, it seems like I'm resilient, but it's like in my own brain.
I'm a firm believer too, that like, you're never given anything that you can't handle. And like all the situations that have happened to all of us, like they're opportunities for us to like evolve as people and to like become better versions of ourselves. And you can either take that opportunity to like go in one direction and not make any progress, or you can take the opportunity to grow and evolve. And it sounds like you were the perfect person for that to happen to, because not everybody would be able to recover from like just any hate, you know, from, it's really hard to read things and that are just not true and not feel the need, you know, and just be like, okay, I'm not going to defend myself because it's not even worth it. And what I've learned is that like people just want to think what they want to think. So like for me, my thing is like, I don't need people to like me, but I want to be right. And I want them to know that I'm right. So that's, but like, people don't, you know, you're not going to win. It's a losing battle. So
yeah. And it's also like the people that are saying all that, it's like, okay, but you personally don't even know me. So go off, like say what you're going to say, but you've never met me. So until you meet me, then make a fair judgment. That's like what I always say. I'm like, if you meet me and you don't like me genuinely, like if we talk for a while and you're like, this girl is a bitch, I'm like, okay, then you can think I'm a bitch. That's fine. Perfect. But if you're just seeing like little things online, like you can't judge me just for that. Like you don't even know.
Right.
But 100%. I also think this is just another random topic, but I also feel like, and then we can like get back to you and like details about your life.
Oh no.
But you're just very, I feel like you're very understanding of all this, and it's interesting to hear another person's perspective. But I also feel like what's interesting about like trolls or internet hate or just being on social media in general, it's like, A, it never feels good for anybody to have like a mean comment. Like everybody's human. You don't want to see that anyway. But I think that people forget that like the people that they're talking to, these influencers or anybody that's in some world of like fame or public like attention, is like they're also human beings. And I feel like people genuinely forget that like the mental toll it can take on a person when you are that negative constantly towards them, or it's like one thing. Like I saw my friend who's like in the midst of like being quote unquote canceled right now. And he like came out and said his side of things. And then I see all the comments that are like, why is he making this about himself? Like, how dare he make this about himself? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I get what the commenters are saying too, but also like, do you not realize like when you've canceled somebody that much and it's that public and you're constantly writing negative things, like, of course it's about them now. Like that takes a mental toll. What you're crazy to think they're sitting like, that's not making it about themselves. That's being a human with emotions and reacting to something where hundreds of thousands of people are telling you who you are.
Right. No, that's like survival. That's like fight or flight. Like we are wired for connection. We're wired for like literally our biology wants to be accepted in the clan because otherwise like we're not, you don't survive as a solitary person, like in our, you know, going back to like caveman times. So it is all about us because it feels like life or death when you're being like cut out, when you're being canceled. But I think the best thing like that I feel like you're exemplifying for people, for all the people that are continuing to be canceled, is that like the best way to just like win with those people is just keep showing up. Like here you are with like a successful podcast. Here you are like still showing up, doing your makeup, doing your putting the camera on in front of you. And it's like they didn't win. So that's like very inspiring.
Yeah.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I read also that you were pregnant during COVID, true or false? Like in the midst of the pandemic?
I was pregnant during COVID. That was...
How was your mental health and like, how did you keep yourself in check?
Yeah. So I had an experience after I had my son that I started having like catastrophic anxiety and I didn't even really know what it was. But I realized now that it was like, it almost felt more like a superpower. Like I could walk into a room and identify like every exit, every potential threat, every hot coffee, every like person that looks weird, because like I was just like hyper vigilant over my son. And I was really afraid that he was going to like smother in his sleep. And you hear these horrible stories right. about things that happen to kids. And like, I feel like Netflix was always telling me to watch like documentaries about horrible things that happen to kids. And I just felt like after a while, I was like, this can't be right. Like this right. is debilitating. And like to my husband, it seemed like I was just being like an overprotective mom or mm-hmm. like super nurturing. And it was almost like, oh, you're like too good of a mom, but it's like, that's actually like, that's what they call it. But it's actually, it's postpartum. It's not really depression. It leads to depression because it's anxiety. Mm. So I ended up going actually on Zoloft for a little while, and it like turned my world around and made me realize that what I was feeling was not normal, not helpful. And I felt great. So that really worked for me. And like, I come from a family of like, my dad's like has run 15 marathons. Like if you're feeling wow. down, like he's like, go run, go do. Yeah. Like exercise does help, but like to a certain extent, I think, especially when you're dealing with like the hormones of after
sure.
birth and all that. So anyway, so that was with my son. And then when a year later I wanted to have another baby and I didn't want to be on any medication for that. So I weaned off and it was fine. And I got pregnant, the pandemic hit. And I'm just like halfway through my pregnancy, I started feeling like the same things. Like yeah. I started having the same kind of like, just like intrusive thoughts of just like bad things yeah. happening. They were like, I remember I watched something on the news and like the story was like sat on my chest for like weeks. Like I couldn't shake it. You know, it's like, I just kept thinking about it. It was so sad. And so I had to make a really hard decision about whether to go back on Zoloft during my pregnancy. Wow. And that's like, there's not a lot of studies around, like taking medication while pregnant because, you know, ethically they can't like really do that. They can't use pregnant women for a trial right. Study. So, and then there's like a some percent chance that they could be born with autism but I knew I was having a girl. I know that autism is much less common in girls. And so I had to make the really hard decision to go back on it because it was either like, what's going to be worse for this baby? Like being depressed and anxious and possibly like going into early labor or going on this medication. And so I went on it, started feeling good again. And it like worked perfectly. And we were talking about signs before. And the craziest thing like happened, it was like 8 months. So I still had another month until she was born and it was the middle of the night. And I just like woke up and I had this, like, I was like, something is not right. Like I just had like a feeling like in my gut. She was like, I didn't have any pain. There was no bleeding, nothing. But I was like, I'm just going to drive myself to the hospital because like, I didn't want to go during the day because it was the height of COVID and right. I didn't eat. Remember during COVID, like you never wanted to go to the doctors, never wanted to be around like
you could barely get in to yeah. anybody. Yeah.
Right. There was the lines and everything. So I was like, I'll just go now because I couldn't sleep. And so I get in my car and I go and they hook me up and they're like, we need to get this baby out of you right now. She can't breathe. And they were like, how did you know to come in? I was like, I literally don't know. I just like drove myself here. Like I remember on the way there being like, you are such a weirdo. Like you're driving by myself. I didn't even tell my husband I was leaving. I just like got in the car and went. And I was like, they're going to be like, this lady's psychotic. She needs to go home.
Oh my gosh. That's yeah. like mom intuition.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so I labored for her and we labored and she couldn't come out. And they were like, we should just do a C-section before like something bad can happen. And we ended up doing a C-section and she was completely wrapped in her cord, like from the neck down.
Oh my
and they
gosh.
Were like, she didn't come in today. She would not have made it. Yeah. So that's like I have chills now even telling this story because I 100% believe now just in like, you have a gut feeling that like with no evidence
right.
about it, just other than the gut feeling, like you should act on it. I feel like our bodies know almost before our brains do sometimes, like, what's happening.
Yeah. My mom always told me growing up, when you have like your intuition or a gut instinct, that's like your angels talking. She's like pretty religious. So I think that's like her thing, but
I have a friend who's always talking about angels too. I'm like, I don't think of those in that like conceptual right. kind of term, but I also grew up Catholic. So
yeah, me too. But I do think that's really crazy. So you had her with a C-section.
I had her C-section a month early.
And then how did you feel after that?
I was on the Zoloft from mid-pregnancy. Right. So I felt it was just a much easier transition. It was much smoother. And I weaned off of it after that. And like I haven't been having like any anxiety, any symptoms, thank God, knock on wood. But everybody's like, why would you go off? Like, what's the big deal? Like, just maybe you're just someone who needs to like right. be on that forever. And there's just something in me that's like, oh, I just don't want to have to be on something forever. Just feels very like, I don't know. I would rather not, but I'm not opposed to it. Like if right. those feelings start coming back, I know that for me, like I have no qualms about like going right. back on it. And I don't think it means that you're a weak person. I think it
not at all.
I think it means that you know like when something is chemically off and that you can identify it as like separate from yourself. Right.
And I feel like there's also like so much you can do like on your own and like homeopathically or whatever certain people believe in that are kind of deterred from like standard medication. But there's also like truly there's only so much you can do if you have a chemical imbalance or something. That's like with somebody that I used to be very close with, they were always super ashamed of being on medication. And I would always tell them, I'm like, this is nothing to be ashamed about. Like, if anything, this is kind of a blessing. You found something that worked. Like, otherwise you can just live in like, speaking of wellness though, I know on your Instagram, you have a segment like Wellness Wednesdays.
Oh my God. Yesterday's Wednesday. And I like it.
What's the segment?
Caroline to yell at me that I haven't done it yet. So I've been getting these NAD IVs. Have you heard of them?
No.
NAD plus, I like, don't even know. It's this really long, it's an amino. Basically it's a protein that your body makes for you already, but it's supposed to be like anti-aging, anti-inflammatory. It's supposed to kind of help your body heal faster. And it's this IV that I've been getting through this company called Reset IV. I think it's been helping me. I mean, like my sleep has been feeling better. I don't know. Have you gotten IVs as like a,
I have when I'm like hungover.
Yeah, I know. And every single time I get them, if I'm hungover, which has been like too many times that I'm embarrassed, but like, I just feel like it doesn't really work for
me. I agree. I'm the only person that says this. I'm like, this doesn't do shit. I still feel terrible.
Right. And I had a nurse tell me once that she's like, well, like you could also just drink the water. Like you don't have to get it in an IV.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it'll hydrate you. If they give you some Zofran, that's the like anti-nausea medication, then you'll feel better. But like nothing's going to make up for like the lack of sleep that you got.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and yeah. Oh my God. I need to find a hangover. Like somebody, whoever makes
create a pill
is going to be so rich.
So rich.
I need to get on that.
Like so rich.
Hasn't Elon Musk made like a hangover charging station or something?
He should. I mean, honestly, if you're that smart and you can make that many other things, like how hard is it to figure out how to cure a hangover in a pill? I always think about that, but then I'm like, well, clearly if it was easy, it would have been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we could just stop drinking, but that just doesn't seem realistic at all.
No. So. No, I don't think that. I tried that.
No.
There was a while where I was like, I actually don't drink anymore. I like told everybody.
Was that hard when you're pregnant? Like the 9 months of sobriety?
It definitely highlights for you what your crutches are when like you're not allowed to use them anymore.
Totally.
And me, like It was also a pandemic. Okay. People were drinking. Remember how much everybody was drinking? Everybody's making like banana bread and drinking wine.
Making bread and drinking. That's literally all there was.
Sourdough bread. Remember everybody had like a sourdough starter.
Yes.
And I was over here like, oh, can somebody give me a bottle of wine? But yeah, no, it definitely was hard. It was like, for me, pregnancy felt like being trapped in your body. And then like, I was also trapped in a pandemic, and it was just like, there was a lot of feelings of being trapped. That was like my whole,
I can't even imagine that too. Cause I know so many people can relate to just the pandemic in general, just being like absolutely terrible, feeling super locked away, like no social connection, on top of that being pregnant, which kind of, as you're talking about, like, I feel like everybody glorifies pregnancy. Obviously I'm still in my early 20s, like not a thought in my brain about having children anytime soon. But I'm like, when I do, I don't know anything about pregnancy except that like you look cute with a big belly and you can wear like really cute tight dresses and you don't have to worry about being bloated because you're pregnant. Like that's the extent.
Also, people treat you very well. Like people treat you like you're like a walking miracle. Like, and it's funny, like, once you have the baby and then you're like not pregnant anymore, like you notice a shift in like how people treat you. Really? And you're like, I'm like, am I not a walking miracle anymore? Like what the hell? Like the minute the baby comes out, it's all like, how's the baby? How's the baby? It's like, the baby's fine. Like I'm not well. Like I need help. I haven't slept in months. But yeah, it's interesting. Cause like my pregnancies were different with my son. I did have that. Like I always, being a mom was like the only thing I was ever sure of in my whole life. So like when I got pregnant with him, I was so excited. And I feel like I really like enjoyed that experience more. I also wasn't as sick. Like when I had Soleil, I was like, it was a pandemic. I had girls make you more sick. I don't care what they say. They just do. Like I was so sick for such a long time. And then I ended up having that like postpartum or the perinatal, they call it when it's during pregnancy, anxiety. So it was just a different experience. Every baby is so different. And I don't want to scare you for having kids. A lot of people just love the whole, I follow girls on Instagram who are like, have 9 children, like in the desert somewhere, like in Costa Rica jungle. And they're like breastfeeding all 6 of them. I don't know. But people are made for all
Everyone's
sorts of
different.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have like one wellness practice that like you could recommend to people listening, or like one thing that you think, whether it's through like your pregnancy journey or post or before or whatever it is that you like stuck to throughout the years that has like really helped?
Yeah, for me, I really like to listen to, everybody learns in a different way, but I really like to listen to audiobooks. And like, I have like a whole, like, I guess you could call it self-help repertoire, but, on my website, I'm going to have like a little book club of all of my favorite books that have like really helped me throughout the years.
Will you please send me a list of these?
Yeah,
because I just got into self-help books. Like I'm really into like the self-improvement ones, but I don't know. I've only read like a few. Have you read, Dear Self?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. It's on my table.
Some of my favorite are like, What Happy People Know, The Untethered Soul.
Oh, I have The Untethered Soul. I need to read that.
Yeah, that's a good one. You have to be like really in like I don't know. You have to be in a place. Sometimes it's like when you're in the worst place is like the time when you're like open to reading and really taking them in. But that was great. The Power of Now is like a great one that a lot of people know. There's so many there. If you're into more of like a spiritual, like if you have a little bit of a spiritual edge to you, there's a book called The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, which is so good. And it's basically just talks all about how like from the ages of 0 to 8, our brains are in something called like beta wave brain state, where it's like basically like you're in a meditative state and everything that's like shown to you is you take in as true. So basically you're being just downloaded during that whole time. And like the work of the rest of our life is to kind of like undo the things that our well-intentioned parents or, you know, society told us that we were and that we aren't. And so I'm really interested in all of that, like unpacking things. So I like to read and we'll listen to books. I can't really read because I can't focus. So I'd like to
listen like to audio.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I feel like that's like the one, cause I feel like right now I'm like in the like darkest place I've ever been in, like just like mentally,
really?
Like, yeah, just like, which you would never know, which is the crazy thing about social media. Like you would never know what somebody is like going through behind, what they're not posting, basically. And I don't post about it or talk about it, really, because I'm like, I don't want to, like, A, piss more people off that, like, I'm complaining out of all people. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, make anybody else, like, sad. But I just, like, that's when I really started getting into, like, all these self-improvement books. And I feel like it does actually really help. So if anybody's going through something with...
And it helps you catch the way you talk about, like, even just you being, like, I feel bad for myself, like, out of all people. Like, you have the right to feel upset. And you have the right to feel, like, a bit, like, just because you came from, like, a family that was famous and whatever, it's, like, that doesn't give anybody any less of a right to, like, have feelings about or just to feel bad, right? You know, so
I know, I just think, like, nowadays with, like, current social media, like, you're like, some people, you're just not allowed to be upset, or at least that's like,
it's like, you're pretty, no you don't get to be upset.
Yeah, like, there's just certain things that are like, which I see all perspectives, but I can't help but just think, like, no, that's bullshit.
Of course, it's our job to do the best we can for all the things that are happening out there. But you need to be, like, if we're not first worrying about, like, our own mental health, then we're not going to be of service to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to be able to be capable of it. So I just, yeah, I know. That's the whole, I'm going to say the wrong thing and get canceled again. So I just need to.
You literally can't get canceled when you're on the call next to me. Like, I will make you look so much better every time. But we'll end on that note. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really enjoyed this conversation. Honestly, you're super easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks so much. This was so much fun. And I will totally send you that list of books.
Please. And if you ever want to come back, once you and your sisters and you guys launch all that stuff, you guys always have a space here to talk about it. Yeah. All the secret stuff. Sure. I want to be the first to know.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Go get your crying baby.
Oh, I know. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.